Global Aviation English Tutorial. Countries and Culture. A flight attendant will become familiar with a great number of countries and cultures over the course of his or her career. But the significance of this is more than just the interest value of visiting diverse geographical locations, witnessing different customs, or meeting new people. For a flight attendant, working with the public from all walks of life and from all over the world, having an understanding of cross-cultural communication is an essential part of the job. Successful communication is important for reasons of both safety and service standards, but there are more factors to consider than just getting the language right. Cultural differences may sometimes mean the message is not received the way it's intended. Reasons for this include: communication styles differ between different cultures. A direct translation of a word might have a different meaning. What is good manners in one culture might be bad manners in another culture. What is acceptable in one culture might be taboo in another culture. Body language can have vastly different meanings. For example, in Albania, people nod their heads for no and shake their heads for yes. Depending on a person's first language, a question requiring confirmation might receive a yes or a no, both meaning, that's right. I.e., we don't have any milk, do we? No, from an Australian. Yes, from a Korean. Both meaning, that's right, we don't have any milk. Knowing how to prevent, recognise and resolve cross-cultural communication problems is a valuable skill set. Expect to be asked to demonstrate your cross-cultural awareness at your interview and be prepared for the question, tell us about a time when cross-cultural communication was an issue and how you resolved it.